Something feels wrong.
What is it? Yes. There's something in my waters. I've checked my still water and my bubbly water. They both seem fine. So what is it?
Hang on. Pour that water down the plug hole. It's going anti-clockwise.
Hang on a second. We're in the wrong hemisphere.
Is that a myth that it goes anti-clockwise in the southern hemisphere? I think that's a myth.
Is it?
Also, what is clockwise and what's anti-clockwise? The whole thing's just relative.
Oh, God.
As is, what's the north and what's the south of the Earth? That's completely decided by cartographers of the 19th century for some reason. Possibly.
Right. Listen, we're getting confused, and it's no wonder we're getting confused. Because it's a fifth Wednesday. And
the government continues to do nothing about this.
Yes. Yeah.
And the poor slugs. You look on a garden or a street anywhere, the slugs have no idea what they're doing. They just sort of sat there in the middle of paths, just sort of suppurating. They don't know what to do. Complete slug confusion.
They're just auguring disaster.
All they're doing is auguring. And they're not auguring anything good. No. Can I say, it'd be nice just to have an auguration of something positive once. It doesn't happen, does it?
This is a fifth Wednesday. We do four episodes a month on a Wednesday. Some months there are five Wednesdays. We will not work on a fifth Wednesday.
Fully unionised beans, and proudly so.
Yeah.
Because we are both the union and the boss. And the union rep. Yeah. Yeah. And the
walls of the factory itself and or mine.
Yeah.
Or shit.
So we're both shouting scab and having scab shouted at us.
Yes. Yeah. We're getting truncheoned and we're tossing Molotov cocktails all at the same time.
That's right. And we're hauling ourselves into the back of riot vans.
And gleefully so. And proudly so.
But at the same time, we're also in a members club going,
I'm probably having a good old brandy with the shareholders.
Exactly. Yeah. Who is also us.
And we're using one of those mini guillotines to behead our cigars, but we've accidentally ordered a full-size guillotine, so we're going to have to execute the pastry chef.
And smoke him.
who is also us.
Who is also us.
So, yeah. That's why we... Yeah, so we're not here. You shouldn't even be listening to this, really.
No. There's no episode this week, and maybe, though, if you wanted some beans, you could join up at Patreon, patreon.com/3beansalad, and today there's Extra Beans has been released, which is extra bits from all our episodes this month, so you could listen to that if you were at a loose end.
And also, we've got some smoking hot content coming up, including an episode we've just recorded where Mike read us the Slavic folk tale about a witch called Baba Ganoush.
Correct.
Correct.
Sorry, about a witch called
Baba Yaga.
Hummus
with carrot batons.
With carrot batons. No, called Baba Yaga.
Yeah.
And it was great, wasn't it?
Good really Slavic stuff.
That'll be out next week.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, have a nice fifth Wednesday, everyone.
Yes.
And look out for yourselves and each other, because it's a dicey day.
It's a tricky day. I wouldn't operate industrial machinery or any kind of machinery.
Or engage with any sort of seance-based activity. It's a day when the natural and the supernatural, they become confusingly intertwined.
They really do. If you were to chuck a bag full of Scrabble pieces on the floor, you'd almost certainly read a very, very accurate and, just a curse, a very specific curse.
Yeah.
On yourself, which as soon as you read would come true.
Or the biography of a racehorse or something like that.
Exactly.
It'll be something unexpected. Yeah, yeah.
A very, very short biography of a very... Because not much happens in a racehorse's life. They get born, they grow up, they do loads of races.
Yeah.
Unless it's Shergar.
Yeah. And if that's the case, do get in touch because we'd love some answers.
In fact, if you know what happened to Shergar, I wouldn't say we should be your first port of call.
No.
Probably Piers Morgan.
Give it to Maitlis.
Yes, give it to Maitlis.
Or Peter Taylor, he's still alive, isn't he? Give it to Peter Taylor.
Who's that?
The journalist who did loads of trouble stuff. Weren't the provost suspected of involvement in the Shergar thing?
Yeah.
We're getting into dangerous territory here.
No,
can we do a thing where we fade off, but we slowly fade off the chat, but it sounds like I'm making a good point.
Okay.
But then we fade it off.
Yeah,
oh, no, but the thing about the provost was the whole bunch of them were actually wound up in the system with a different...
Okay. It's really good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.